I'm having a Sunday brunch with the Delhi girl Tapsi Pannu.
In a Japanese restaurant.
In a Japanese restaurant. And if I know Delhiites correctly, yeah. They love food.
They love food, yeah.
Are you also a true blue Delhiite?
Oh yeah, I live to eat. I actually live to eat. Food decides my mood, my momentum of the day. It's always, my life is planned around my, what kind of food I'm eating in breakfast, lunch, dinner, or wherever I am. So it's like, planning for food starts much before my planning for any other trip.
Really?
Like, okay. Yeah, what I'm going to do is like primarily around my food.
And you're also a traveler. So are you a bigger foodie or a bigger traveler?
I think bigger foodie.
A bigger foodie, okay. So we've got you at the right place. And tell me, being from Delhi, all of Delhi loves street food. So do you have any favorite street food that keeps calling you back to Delhi?
Of course, I don't eat chole bhature outside Delhi. My calories should be worth it. And chole bhature can't be my everyday food.
Right.
My next best is Japanese food because you can literally eat it every day. There was a point that I was so obsessed with it that I was actually having sushi every day. So yeah, I'm there, and that too in lunch and dinner both. So,
and what about sarso da saag, makke di roti?
No, all that is seasonal. Okay, so I don't know this myth about all Punjabi sadar families eating sarso ka saag and makke ki roti day and night doesn't happen like that. It has a season during winters is when you actually eat that.
This is also the season, so have you had your sarso da
saag
for
this
season
home,
already?
Yes,
and I believe it's been quite some time that you haven't had wheat, milk or curd. And I don't know of too many Punjabis out there who don't have milk because ek doodh ka glass to chahiye.
Yeah, I've been brought up with like 3 glasses of milk a day. When you wake up, then before going to school, then and the during evening before you go to play, and then before sleeping. So these were the 3 staple, and then dahi has to be there in your breakfast and your lunch, not in dinners though. So I have been brought up, and dinners might have raita. So I have been brought up with this kind of diet my entire life, but only to later on realize that this is not what really works for my body. So I had to change my diet, and it really showed results, is why I could stick to it.
Yeah. Do you miss it?
Little bit, but not to an extent that I'm ready to compromise over how the kind of result it's showing on me.
Yeah. So kuch paane ke liye kuch khona padta hai.
100%. itna compromise kar sakti hu. I have my substitutes.
Right.
So if I don't eat wheat, I end up eating other types of flour like bajra or barley or something or the other. And then in milk, I end up having almond milk. So it's not like I totally like I'm depriving myself of that particular food. I'll have an alternate.
Yeah, and now you love Japanese food, so it's great. I'm going to test your love for Japanese food to begin with.
Please don't ask me to use chopsticks because that's definitely not... address the elephant in the room. I don't know how to use chopsticks and I have refused to learn because my concentration is way too much on not dropping the food than eating it if I'm using chopsticks. So many times, so many people are like, no, don't worry, we'll teach you, it's easy and all that. I'm like, I don't want to learn.
And interestingly, for sushis, you don't need to really use chopsticks.
Exactly. So let's eat Japanese food the Japanese way. And that is using your hands.
Oh, we have a giant sushi boat. And I'm going to help you with this. Now you need to guess which sushi is it.
I think it's Uramaki because it's got something on the outside also. I think so. I don't know.
You're right. This is Uramaki. Well done.
There's one more in the plate. Here. Yes.
This? Oh, this is sashimi.
Oh, yes. Well done. You clearly know your Japanese food really well. You've earned your sushi.
Oh my God. Thank God. Finally. Can I have my fork? Yes, can I take this fork, please?
Yeah, please.
So when exactly did you develop this love for Japanese food?
I think after I left Delhi is when I tried Japanese food.
Hmm.
And obviously in the first go, you don't really understand this raw food.
Hmm.
But a very close friend of mine, Farah,
yeah.
So she introduced me to this and Maharashtrian like local cuisine.
Yeah.
And I don't know, after a couple of times, I developed the taste and I really started enjoying it, strangely. And since then, I've been almost addicted to it.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten till date?
A grasshopper.
Wow, when and where was that? So Tapsi Pannu has eaten a grasshopper. Can you believe it?
It's not something I'm very proud of, but it's just that if you ask me the weirdest thing that I've eaten, then that is it. That was in during one of my Scandinavian holidays. And it was just like those fried grasshopper and worms. And I ate them.
But what, did someone challenge you or did you voluntarily go to
No, it was there and people were eating it, so I wanted to just also try.
How does it taste?
Actually nothing. It doesn't taste like anything because when they fry it, it literally becomes like a chip. So when you eat it, you have no taste.
Okay. I'm not so experimental with food, to be honest. Have you ever been to Japan to try the authentic Japanese food?
So that's the only thing left in my bucket list. In terms of Japan and Japanese food, I wanted to have local Japanese food there in Tokyo or wherever I go to in Japan. The thing is that my tolerance level for weather is not too good. In terms of cold weather. So if it's too cold, I can't really take it. So I'm waiting for that time when I'll have time during summers of Japan to go there and have all this. But that is definitely in my bucket list, yeah.
Last time when we spoke, you mentioned that your favorite travel partner is your sister Shagun. So is she still your favorite travel partner?
Yeah, she is still, thankfully, my happy traveling partner because we both have similar taste in food, in things in general. So we both like to travel together. We have similar kind of lifestyle.
Have more Japanese food coming in.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of food.
That's a lot of food actually.
And honestly speaking, my understanding of Japanese food starts and ends at sushi. I never knew there is so much more to Japanese
There's
food.
A lot. There is a lot. That carpaccio you should try. It's really, really good.
Tapsi, do you enjoy such interviews where you also get to eat?
Yeah.
Have you ever had an interview like this before?
I don't remember, but I'll tell you, I really enjoy doing eating scenes also.
What about your home-cooked meal? What is it that your mum cooks that you truly enjoy?
What I really want her to cook every time I go home is mutter paneer. She cooks really good mutter paneer and I really enjoy that. And there is this particular type of breakfast menu for us as a kid when we used to go to school. She used to make these bread pizzas for us.
You spent most of your childhood in Delhi. What is the primary difference that you would see between a Delhi and a Mumbai, especially when it comes to food?
I've enjoyed my street food meals in Delhi, which honestly I don't as much. Maybe because I would in Mumbai I don't enjoy that as much. Maybe because I developed a really strong taste of Delhi street food. So whenever my friends used to take me out for street food in Mumbai, I didn't used to enjoy it.
Do you like vada pav? Have you tried vada pav? You don't.
I've tried. I couldn't really get the taste. I didn't really enjoy it as much as I was expected to.
You would rather prefer chole bhature over vada pav any day.
Yeah. Actually, I would prefer chole bhature over 99% of things any day.
Do you still eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because my calories should be worth it. It shouldn't be like, if I don't feel like it's tasty enough, I will not just eat it for the sake of having chole bhature.
Yeah.
But I know since I've been, every area in Delhi has its own chole bhature wala. Or its own golgappe wala that you have to eat.
Yeah.
So there's nothing like that one is better than this one. That's how it is. Every area will have its own and all will be equally good. So there's this Hari Om chole bhature wala near my house. And since school time I've been having chole bhature from there and they're still equally good, and even now when I go home at least once we'll get breakfast from there as chole bhature.
Do you cook?
No, I don't.
Not at
I
all.
Only eat.
And
my concentration is only on food.
Three things you say when you are surprised. Oh my god, umaki, temaki.
You don't say that.
Pretty much. It sounds very similar to the Japanese sushi names.
Very
but
smart. Very smart, I must say.
So Japan's on your list.
It is. Travel. Not just because of food, because I've seen pictures and I've heard it's a really beautiful place and one must visit.
How many countries have you traveled to? Do you keep a count of that?
No, I don't. But don't repeat my destinations.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel life is too short. And if I keep going to the same place again, I'd probably miss out on the time to go to visit all possible places on this planet.
Yeah.
Which are too many.
True.
So, yeah, that's why I don't.
And I was going through your Instagram feed, okay, to look for the last place you visited, and it seems like it's been a while since you've gone on a holiday. Is that true?
Actually, it's been a while. I've posted about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, which was the last place you visited?
I had gone to Dubai recently, which was more like an extended work holiday. It was not a pure holiday. I had some work there. I ended up staying there for extra 2 days, which was a holiday also for me. So yeah, so that's why I did not really upload it, because it was not a new destination. It was work come holiday. So if I go to a next destination, like a proper pure holiday, then I'll definitely upload.
Yeah. Are you an Instagrammer?
I am.
You are.
Not an obsessive one. Because as I told you, I didn't really upload when I went to Dubai. It's not like I have to. But if I find a picture that I've clicked of mine, because I click pictures when I go for holidays. If I find something that's really beautiful and unique, or if I can create a picture that's going to be interesting and memorable, I'll do that and then post it.
But now, of late, a lot of actors have started vlogging their experiences. Do you think you would ever go down that route?
I hope not.
Oh, why is that?
Because I want to have a personal life, which is beyond always. I'm not a public property, I'm a public figure. I want to keep it like that. There was this thing I started, which I see a lot of people doing now. Hashtag Tapsi Travels. I did that a couple of years back, since the time I started traveling. And I used to, me and my sister used to just keep making Insta stories and just blabbering whatever we felt like looking at, whatever we were looking at. It turned out to be fun because people started asking us about, asking me about it, and people started looking forward to it then.
Wow.
So they were like, you know, because they're quite funny, because they're usually like a very desi take on all these exotic locations that me and my sister used to go to. So, so it became quite a thing. Now a lot of people do it. But yeah, it was not really vlogging. It was just out of fun that we ended up doing it. It was not under the pressure of vlogging it. So that I'll do again when me and my sister go for some kind of holiday.
Okay, good thing we don't have competition. Tapsi Pannu is not going the vlogging route.
No.
So it's safe. It's safe for us. And we are going to start the hashtag Curly Tails Travels. We are going to get that. Actually, we already have that. But more tips from you there.
Okay, it's quite long. Curly Tails Travels. Tapsi Travels with TAPC.
Oh, okay.
So that's quite short. So yeah, that's how I started.
Alright, when you said a desi take on destination, so are you one of those desi travelers?
I don't remember, there was my sister who had gone to Spain before I had gone to Spain. So she was explaining to me the history behind a lot of places there. Yahan pe do tarah ka culture hota hai, pata nahi kuch ek dark hota hai, kitna dark nahi hota hai. Her way of defining things was so bizarre and not really the rightful way of defining things, but it sounded funny. So people started like telling me that it's quite fun whatever both are doing. She once was trying to show me something and then she wanted to go to the loo. So and my Insta story was on and she decided, okay, now I'll come back from the washroom and then, you know, we'll see the remaining area. And she just very confidently went inside men's loo.
Oh,
and funnily what happened was Insta story was on and she went inside the loo and she realized that it's man's loo, and that also got captured in the Insta story, and she was like, oh my god, sorry, and she came and ran towards the other side. So that was by chance it got recorded like that. So these are the like unexpected crazy things that happened there. We didn't really plan it.
So which has been your most favorite place that you've been to?
Maldives. I think that was my favorite.
Oh, it's also quite a romantic destination.
But I went with my sister and two of my friends.
And you guys had a blast?
Of course.
Oh yeah?
That's why it's memorable.
I got my scuba diving license there.
Oh, wow. What kind of a traveler are you? Do you enjoy adventure?
Oh, totally. Totally. I have to try all the adventure sports possible in that location. I will try the local food a lot. Definitely will prefer eating local food than the cuisine that I would want to. unless I've exhausted that option or I didn't really like the taste or something. But I try to go as local as possible, even traveling there locally. So I try to take the tram and the trains and all of that. So you use my Google Maps and then travel and plan it like that.
Oh, so while traveling internationally, you usually take a public transport?
Yeah.
Yeah, and isn't that the best way to feel how the locals live really instead of Uber and, you know, taking a taxi?
Unless and until there's like, I'm really tired and we need to urgent to reach at a particular place, then I'll Uber. But usually I use the trains because it's nicer, you can see more things then.
Have you ever done skydiving, bungee jumping?
Skydiving and bungee jumping, as I told you before, are on my bucket list, which I want to do hopefully when I go to Australia, New Zealand, for that trip that I want to really take.
Now we're going to play a game with you, okay, which is called the 5 second fire, okay? You'd be given only 5 seconds to answer a particular question. Name 3 street food dishes you can eat anytime.
Chole bhature, aloo tikki, and aloo chaat.
Well done. You have 1 second left. 3 things you say when you're really shocked.
I don't want to say it here.
Come on, you can say it. Oops.
No,
okay, now you've guessed it, what you want to say. But okay, that could be one. What about the other two? Are they all like swear words?
But I'm really... it'll be halfway through. Sometimes you don't want to complete it also sometimes, but they'll all be like something that I wouldn't want to say in a normal good mood, especially when I'm eating such good food. So please don't make me say all that.
All right. 3 things you will take from a hotel.
Tissue paper, cream, that's all.
Sorry.
3 things you will say to a cute baby.
Cute baby and sweet.
That's it.
Cute baby, and she's so nice. She's very intelligent, I must say.
Alright, the next one is 3 body parts of a woman.
Hands, ears, eyes.
I just added woman to make it a bit complicated. But
no, but you talk to a smart person.
Oh, yeah.
Very modest, I must say.
I was expecting a better answer, but fine. That would have been my headline, no?
Yeah, no, I'm very intelligent not to give you those kind of headlines. I have made foot in the mouth moment already in my life. You can't like force it now. It has to be very seamless and organic. You can't put words in my mouth. Yeah.
3 celebrities you last spoke with.
Anubhav Sinha, Vicky Kaushal, that's Anurag Kashyap.
Time's up, but okay. Last question. 3 people, this is going to be the toughest, huh? 3 people you love the most.
My sister, my mother, my father.
Oh, that was simple. Okay, you have only 3 more family members, so it becomes easier. I should have asked 2. Then there could have been a... okay. My bad.
Still, my sister would have been the first choice. I would have had trouble choosing from mom and dad.
Oh, is it? Okay.
There's a new twist to this. I also have to play this game with Tapsi. And she has some questions for me. Okay, now I'm getting nervous being on the other side. I've never experienced this before.
Name 3 reasons.
Reasons?
Why you would be late.
Traffic, hair, my daughter.
Yeah, you just got it. Okay. 3 things you keep in your bedstand or nightstand.
2 mobile phones and my specs.
That is 3?
I have 2 more.
Three things you say when you are surprised.
Oh my god. Umaki, temaki.
You don't say that.
Pretty much. It sounds very similar to the Japanese sushi names.
Very
but
smart. Very smart, I must say.
3 excuses you give when you don't want to do something.
Tired, sleepy, daughter.
I think your daughter, when she grows up and sees this, is not going to be really happy. You've given that as an excuse for everything wrong.
But I get away with it all the time.
Wait till she grows up.
Name 3 terms for hooking up.
Tinder, what are the other apps? I have no idea. Terms.
See,
so, okay, fine. I've lost this. You played better than me.
No, I was also very bad.
And you win a lot of sushi.
That I won before the game started. I should have known not played the game only.
And before we let you go, I want to know, which is your dream destination? Which place do you want to visit next? with your sister or solo or
See, dream destination, I'm a beach person. So I love all destinations with good beaches. So I love that. And so far, of all the places I've been to, the best beach destination has been Maldives. And the one I really want to go to, as I told you, is Australia-New Zealand trip. I've seen pictures of New Zealand and certain parts of Australia, which are really, really beautiful. So I would really want to go and see. And yeah, I'm up to try Japan, Japanese cuisine in Japan. This is again one of those places I really want to go to.
Have you ever had a spiritual experience while traveling?
Every trip I do has got a spiritual experience because I totally detach when I go for holidays. I get totally detached from my regular life. So I actually feel like time has come to a standstill. That moment comes at least once in every trip I make with my sister, or you know, I've gone alone also for one short trip. So I don't mind. It's good to spend some time with yourself also sometimes.
Yeah. We wish you all the best, Tapsee.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're going to have lovely travels ahead. We've been to New Zealand myself and created a beautiful series of 5 to 6 episodes of various adventure sports, and it's a lovely destination you must visit. All right, thank you very much. Let's enjoy this Sunday brunch. Wow, so that was Tapsee Pannu. There are some people jinki energy makes you feel like you've known them for a while. Bhale wo hamare celebrities hi kyun na ho. Aaj Tapsee se baat karke I actually got the same feeling. I hope you all enjoyed this chat as much as I did. Stay tuned to Curly Tales podcast. You can also visit Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes or any podcasting app of your choice to listen to our Sunday Brunch podcast. This is Kamya Jani signing off. See you.